Hey, babe, hey. It's time to squeeze your boobs and tune into this week's episode of Boobtionary. We chopping it up with a woman who made it to 38 as a virgin, y'all. Plug up and tune in. Let's go. Woo! Back for another episode, sissy.
We're
Episode
in there.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Lord. Oh.
I actually came back because I don't really like you like that.
Bro, you
I'm
love
just
me.
happy.
What is this? What you mean? You love me though.
Yes, love,
You can't get
not
rid of me.
like.
This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra. Your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. We got a special guest today.
Okay. I'm excited.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl,
Oh, I
hey.
was waiting. I was trying to follow instructions. Like,
I can't stand you, yo.
Lady, trying to, I'm trying to fall in line,
Lord.
Oh, we can tell.
It is.
Well, how you doing?
You know, quarantining, living life.
Hey,
me and my,
it be
me
like
and my
that
animals.
sometime, yo.
Me and my animals and my guns. That's all I have here.
I love it.
Listen, you can't help but be in the house right now, you know? Although like I said last episode, y'all already know how I'm feeling about being in the house. But you know, I'm in a little better spirits right now, you know? I'm just, I don't know. I feel good today. Today was a good day. You know? Nothing out of the ordinary happened. Just today was a good day. Like, you know, the moon and turned over. Maybe that's why I'm in good spirits. I don't know.
You know what? To be honest, I do have to kind of piggyback off that good feeling. Like, it's such a weird thing. Like, okay, so I'm still in the process of buying my house, right? And of course, there's a lot of
Right?
Home ownership. Yes.
You know, hallelujah.
Ma'am.
Because every time I get over a hurdle, it's like, okay, all right, we done. Come on. We right there. I'm just waiting for the clothes, baby. So that's what we're dealing with. So today it was some stuff going on with the house. It's a little bit back and forth with the sellers. Nothing bad, but you know, back and forth nonetheless. And so I finally got some good news about some stuff. And they're gonna cut me some credits for some things. And I was like, okay, I see you, G-Bus. I see what you're doing over there.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yes, Lord. And then even though it is that time for me, and I am quite uncomfortable at the same time, it was just
Spirit
it's
fingers
not
to
even
you.
bad. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But it's not even bad. Like, it's been smooth. My work day, although it's very crazy and hectic, I still have this peace about me. So I guess that's what it is, Sissy.
Right,
Like, I have
like.
like this peace in me or just around me, and I'm just like, it's a lot of crap going on, but I'm not that
Exactly.
bad. Like, I'm okay.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Like it could be a lot worse, you
Yes,
know?
Lord.
And like I know, like I said, I'm still tired as hell. They ain't changed. But like this today, like I just been in good spirits. It's been raining a lot. It's been storming. But I'm just happy.
That's good.
You
That's
know?
good.
And we finally getting this episode out here. So, episode two.
Ain't crazy. Now, Crystal, you said animals and guns. First of all, I love that. That could be a tagline. That makes me happy. Secondly, what animals and what guns? I am so interested. I
So
really am.
I have six pets. I have a dog. I have two cats, and then I have three snakes. So I'm like I'm like total black opposite stereotype. Like, people say black people don't own snakes. There's a lot of reptiles. There are a lot of us.
They ain't met Crystal if they say black people don't own snakes. Speaking of snakes, did y'all see the one in Beyonce's new project? So,
I didn't.
like, jumping into a little bit, we're gonna jump right into this good boob news report. Because okay. Beyonce had a snake mm-hmm. that was in one of her visual video products, you know, projects that she did mm-hmm. for Black is King. And that joint was huge. I'm not gonna lie. If I was on set, I would have been like, yo, call me when y'all caged at me. Because I ain't coming out till it's done.
But you know what? Beyonce always has really good visuals, though. She really does. Yes. And she like, delivered. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. Huge. But I haven't seen it. If you're talking about large like that, it was either a... So I haven't seen it.
You gotta get up on that. Like, when I tell you she did her thing.
I'm just not she did her thing. I like a couple of her songs, but I'm not a member of the Beehive. I'm not that big of a fan. So
it's not her
per se. It's just that anybody that it comes across as worship. Mm-hmm. It's not her. It's just that the fact that people worship her. But I'm like that with anybody that gets worship like that. I just
But you can't fault her for that, though.
No. That's why I say I don't fault her. I don't fault the person. It's the
culture of it.
Like, it's crazy to me. I'm like, you know, she's a human being. She's the Lord.
No, I agree with that. Like, I don't worship anybody. The Lord, but
and
God.
If people get so like if you say you don't like her, oh, you're hating, you're this, you're that, and I'm like, no, it's just I was never a big fan,
right?
And it's not that you're hating. Like I wish her nothing. I mean, I think she's extremely talented.
Thanks.
And you know, I wish her nothing but success. But I've just never been a huge fan. So
yeah. I mean. Like Sissy would tell you, growing up, I was never like a stan for Beyonce. Like, you ain't had to worry about me. I was always a Kelly Rowland fan. However, her most recent work, like her projects that she's now working on, have been like needed. You know what I mean? And for people to say, hey, they don't ever see somebody in power, you know, using their money or using their platform to give back or doing this and doing that or making a stand about something that makes a difference, she actually did it. You know what I mean? And she took time to do it. And, like, it shows in this visual. And it was everything we needed right now with all these riots going on, you know, with all the police brutality coming out again, with all, you know, the marches coming back up. We needed it. Gotcha. We needed something to kind of wrap everybody back up into one, you know? And I feel like that did it.
That's tight. I mean, I feel it. You make me want to go see it, like, literally right now. Like, it's like I have to see it. And see, like, Sissy, you know, sometimes I'm under a rock. And sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. It's a good thing because, you know, I'm not so in tune with everything else that I'm not in tune with myself. So I like that. Like, I'm okay without knowing everything that's about to drop right now. Like, I'm cool with that. But then there's...
I don't think you're under a rock. I think you're an adult. Like, you're an adult. Like, you have adult things. You have an adult job. You're about to have an adult mortgage. Like, you're an adult.
Right.
Other pressing matters.
But I mean, but sometimes.
Yeah.
This is true. But then sometimes I guess it just depends on where you are or what you're wanting to be involved in, because sometimes being in the know and being into that social life and knowing what's happening, that's going to put you in the place where you're wanting to be. I'm cool on that. Like, if I see you, what up? If I see it, oh, yo, let me talk about it. But anything I can learn, I'm a sponge. I love to learn it, whatever it is.
Knowledge is power. I'm always down to learn something. As long as it's contributing to me, you know, and my morale, and my values and beliefs, I'm always down to learn.
Yes.
Like, always. And I push that on anybody, you know?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
You should always strive to learn.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You'll never stop learning. And the person who thinks that they've learned enough in life, that's who you can call a fool. Because,
exactly.
Like, you're always going to learn. Always.
So, speaking of learning.
Right.
We're going to kind of shift a little bit. But I wanted to touch on this organization that is formed for women by women. Ooh. And So it's a little woman that has formed this, or can I say little women, because it's a group of little women. They're family and they're cousins. And they've started this organization called Do Girl Power. And what it is it's a mentorship program. And they're going to be mentoring virtually young women.
Okay.
So you also have a sister circle for women 21 and older. They have girls in STEM. They have girls in, which is, you know, the mathematics, science, technology, engineering, all that stuff. And I wanted to shed light on this program or business because, you know, it's needed and it's important. And the fact that you have little young Black girls doing this and giving back in the community, this is important.
Right. Now, when you say little, okay, you're saying little young women, like young women, not little women, like little women.
No, like when I say little or young, they're like seven. They're between seven. Oh,
okay.
And
ten. Now that's beautiful.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
That's cute. Okay. Now, okay, so they're just mentoring, like, I guess just being like a peer mentor, like just going back and forth with, so yeah.
What
a little bit more information,
because
that's interesting.
It says their mission is, well, it says to meet our mission, vision, and goals, the following programs are offered to the membership. They have monthly educational sessions. They also have career fairs. They have college tours. And like I said, they have the mentorship programs. They have advocacy programs. So it's like multiple avenues within this one organization to help you get, you know, get along or get further in life or whatever direction you want to go in. You know, as because as little young women, we don't always know what we want to do, or we think we do, but we don't always know exactly what direction we want to go in life. So to have some, you know, some guidance there in place to kind of say, hey, this is available to you, or hey, you don't have to, you know, just because you don't see yourself in this field right now doesn't mean you're not supposed to be there. Let's shed some light on that, you know, and bring you over here and show you somebody that is doing it. Here you go. So
yeah,
it's just putting different avenues in there that are available that weren't there before for Black women in the community. And I appreciate that.
Oh, so I love
that. Is this local or nationwide?
Yes. They're actually in Hampton, Virginia Beach area right now. So it's local to our area, but it may not be local to every listener. So they do have a website if anybody wants to check them out. It is called dogirlpower.org, and do is spelled D-E-W, dogirlpower.org. Check them out, y'all.
Nice. I remember, I think Sissy sent me something about Brandy's new album.
Oh, yeah.
And when I heard about that, ugh, I almost fainted, bro.
Her
I was like, Brandy
was strong with that album, was it not?
Oh, my God.
Like when I saw you, she came back and was like, "Yo, I ain't lost it." What y'all thought? Because I've been chilling and I've been crying.
Right.
I done put on a little weight. Y'all thought I lost it? No. Let me hit
so
you over the head one good time. This past Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard about it, but I haven't heard any of it. Probably been. When's the last time Brandy put an album out?
Exactly. Whew. And then the fact that it came out the same day Beyonce's visual came out and it still got talk. Yo, she did her thing. She did her thing, like hands down. That was a nice album. She did her thing.
I'm so excited.
Can't even hate on her for that.
I mean,
it's Brandy. Her voice. You know, I'm glad she's back in action. I'm glad to see she doing well.
Right. Like, did people forget that she was Cinderella?
Oh,
like, did people forget that she was sitting up in her room? Like, come on now.
Yeah, I think sometimes with artists like that, because people have a hard time connecting with the new stuff because they're so attached to the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even when you go to like a concert or whenever we start going back to those, it's like, yeah, Brandy, I know you're like 40 now.
Right.
I still want to hear sitting up in my room.
Right. People don't know
how to
separate.
Want to be down and still do the little dance.
Exactly. People don't know how to separate the old from the new.
Yeah, it can be hard for
artists
like that because their stuff is so iconic that it's like, so that's good that she's getting some love for her new stuff, because, like,
exactly. You know. But right now,
what's going on, sissy? Talk to me.
You know, we're gonna cop a squat with these Yoni's things, you know.
Oh my god,
because my mom just got us one. She did this little Groupon, and you know, we did all the research because we got to do all the reviews to make sure we getting some legit shit. So, you know, we done scoped the place out. And she done found a 2-for-1 Groupon. So we going to get these Johnny's themes, y'all. Okay. And I need to know exactly what I'm getting into. So I had to, you know, I had to go on research, you know. Because I knew it was being talked about. And I know everybody getting hyped like it's something new. But it's something that's been done
for
a time or two in history. It's how they used to clean their stuff back in the day, or clean their vulvas and the inside, because it gets all the stuff out your uterus and all the bad toxins that ain't supposed to be there. So, you know, prior to, I really didn't know about them, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know. However, I'm now educated, so we're gonna go get this going. But I'm gonna let y'all handle this one, because I ain't never had it done, and I know Sissy done had it done.
Oh my god, I love it. Like, okay, so let's back up. So when I first when I first heard about Yoni steams, a lot of people were saying, hey, if you have an odor and an infection, if you're going through this, if you're going through that, if your lady parts are, you know, whatever, or if, like you said, it cleans out your uterus, so if you're having cysts and just all this bad stuff, like, it's just going to clear all this bad stuff out. And I'm like, well, shit, I don't need that. Like, I'm happy that it's out there for the women who need it. That's dope. I'm good, though. I didn't have any of that. But then, or, you know, making your yaya a little tighter, all of that stuff. So I was like, well, I ain't got none of that stuff. So that's why I told me so I don't even get one. Because I'm like, that's preposterous. I don't need any of that. Like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Lord, you know, she blessed me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm good. So I wasn't worried about it. But then I spoke with this one lady. And I don't even know how, you know me, sissy. Like, Crystal, I am a jawjacker. Like, I don't really meet strangers for real. Like, I just talk. So I don't even know how we got on it. But we started talking about it. And she said she did it. And she said she's never felt more refreshed, even though she didn't even know she needed to be refreshed like that. And I said, well, hallelujah. Well, okay. Well, let me see.
That was kind of the feedback I got, because my cousin, when I got it done, and she was like, yo, it was, she said it was so moist when she got in the bed next. You know, the next time she got in the bed, she was like, it was just so moist down there. And she was like, not to say that I was dry before, but she was like, you'll understand once you get it done. And I was just like, well, damn, I do need to do it.
Yeah, now that's funny how every woman, so far, it's like, well, now I ain't got nothing going on, but let me tell you.
Then after,
it's
like they all.
I was like, fuck out of here. But I get that. I get all of that. So I did it. I had it done. It was hot because it was. I didn't go.
Okay, well, so we got to talk about, for people who don't know, like I didn't know. Why is it hot?
Cause it's steam, bruh. Like, it ain't cold steam. It's hot.
So, like, you're okay. So you sitting over steam.
Yeah, you sitting on the pot, bro. Now the way it is, the pot is below. Like, it's, you're not on top of the pot. You're not right on top of the pot. It's not about to burn your coup de fang. And if it does, then somebody, you're not working with somebody.
You should have some distance in between.
Yeah. Definitely. So, and then also, like, my lady I went to, I had like this like robe. Well, you're supposed to have on like this little robe thing. So all you gotta do is lift it up, and it's almost like you know, you're sitting on the commode, you chilling. I'm so southern commode. you have that, and we had towels underneath, and she gives you water. Some people do. Okay. I'm not doing no wine while I'm steaming. This is too much. That's too much.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, cleansing.
I ain't got time. So, but this is it's good. Like, okay, so for me, the whole thing, because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. So I had the whole full Brazilian wax, got the strip, got all of that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, so you had the root to the tooth.
Yes, Lord. I'm talking about I had my Cuda paint exfoliated. Like, she had like a mask. Like, oh, okay. Like, I gave her the root tree.
Oh, you was born again.
Come on now. And that's exactly what I felt like. Boo. Because I'm talking about God done. All of that, you know, all silky smooth is cool. And then, then I actually did the steam. And it's just like, I am already wet. I got wetter. Like, it was
okay.
It was, it again, it's not even saying that people who feel like they don't have a problem or have anything to change about your yanni, you're not supposed to want to, you know, like, you're not supposed to,
right? About it. But it's just the it's something for the inside, because we can't touch the inside, we can only cleanse the outside.
The only thing,
so that's touching what we can't get is
penises, just nasty.
Wait, what? you should, what? No, what?
So, sorry, I was going to ask, but you clarify for me. So, I have yoni steam, but I've only done it at home. I've never gone anywhere and did it.
Okay.
So, my experience, I follow this young lady on YouTube. Her name is Mama Medicine. And she like grows her own yoni steam herbs. So all organic, everything's organic. Even when she mails them to you, it's like in an organic envelope.
Okay.
That you can actually plant in the ground, or recycle, or plant in the ground for like compost and everything. And she basically did a video. She did a video of how she does it at home, and how you, you know, if you either get a seed or you do it over the commode, like how you do it. So like I didn't get it. So from what I've learned is you're supposed to like let it cool, the water, you boil the water, but you let it cool down a little bit before you actually sit down. So that it's not too hot, because she's right, it's not supposed to burn you,
scald you.
It shouldn't scald you.
For
sure, if it's scalding you, then that's too hot.
Right.
And then, so I bought a little, like a camping commode seat. So I bought like a special bowl that I use, and I only use it for that. It's been a while. I need to do it again. But I only use that bowl. You know, you boil the water, you sit down, and then because commode seat gives you, it's like I said, something used for camping. So it's enough distance in between you and the hot water where it's not, you're not like right up on it. Like some people squat over the pot. I'm just like, I can't. I'll be that.
That's what I saw.
I don't want to fall over. So let me sit down and be stable. and then some people, they meditate or whatever. I was watching on TV. But some people like, it's a whole thing. You're supposed to meditate. Yeah, people meditate or you listen to music or whatever.
That's like what that I combo.
Did. Be quiet.
I like this.
When do you go have your yoni steam?
I gotta ask her. I know it's this week coming up. I gotta ask her like the specifics, because she said it.
I'm sorry I got to have that experience during all this pandemic, because I'm sure it's gonna be a lot of precautionary things you have to do.
But to be honest, I want to do that. I just followed that lady because I want to do the home steam. But you know what's crazy though? Like, the only thing about doing the home steam or anything related to my yaya, like on my own, it's like that area is so sensitive though. Like for me, it's sensitive, and it's like,
yes,
just speaking on sensitivity, you got to even think about it like your hymen can break off of anything, like, and that's supposed to be like, you know,
exactly. That picks up our next point in feminine.
I'm sensitive too. I will say for me, from what I've learned from her, you definitely have to be careful, because a lot of people sell products, but they're not like certified organic, and so they could have. So you just got to watch that. But I haven't had any adverse, like I said, I'm very sensitive to like soaps and stuff and all that. But I haven't had any issue using her products.
Okay. But you definitely going into the next point, your hymen does not have to, it's not broken only during sex. Like, it does not signify whether you're like a virgin or not. Because, like we're saying, like, that area is very sensitive. Anything can break your hymen. Like, any rough activity, like, if you're a very physically active girl, you know, anything can break your hymen. So you cannot have it and still be a virgin.
You cannot have, you can be born with one.
Yes, like, there's so many variations of women's bodies. Like, there's no one definition. So, like, don't ever think that there is. And then my child just gonna go and get ice in the middle. Just going to get ice. Like, Lord bless him. And the water, too. He said, I'm gonna get it all.
Don't do that like, to them boys, them young men.
Woo, he was gonna get it all.
And you're true.
Have you ever had, has either of you ever used a yoni egg?
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
I was about to say, now that's a little different.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, you need to, girl.
Yeah, my vaginal walls are awesome.
Start big and work your way smaller. So it's actually the other way around. You would think you would start small and work your way up, but you start bigger and work your way down.
Yep. Does that, yeah, and it feels awesome.
Yeah, I think she has a video about that.
Mm-hmm. But it's fun though.
Page as well.
Like, yes, but it actually helps.
Yeah, like my vaginal walls are amazing. Like, I have fun with it, and especially because like I use the yoni egg, or I have this like a yoni wand, and I stick it in there. Stick it in there. I sound like a little kid. I'll start either playing with myself or you know, I'll insert it in my vagina, and I'll squeeze my wall. Like, I'll just squeeze it, like do some Kegels. Oh my god, like sometimes I think maybe a few times I've gotten so turned on, or like,
man,
my vagina would get so wet and I'm just like, oh okay, I didn't even know I could do these things. Like, it's just is I'm having fun discovering things about myself.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, like it's pretty awesome. And you're right, like the more I learn about myself, the more I want to explore. And again, shout out to the Booski, because he puts up with a lot of that. Because I'm just like, I want to play with this. And he'd be like, what? Girl, if you get out of my face. I'm like, but babe, I read in this book one time that said, oh, babe, I seen this video. He looked like he was having fun. What's up? You want to try it? And he'd be like, get out of my face. I'm just like, but why? Let's just be open. Let's try some shit. Like, you don't even know. Okay. Like, you don't even know. So, yeah, I'm very open-minded, because the more I learn what's out there and the more I do things, the more I'm like, holy shit. I would have never known that this was like this had I not tried it, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like, I always said, I'll try anything once, twice if I like it.
Yes, Lord. Like, for real. Because sometimes you got to do it twice. Because, like, for waxing, right? Like, even because I'm so not wishy-washy, but I have my moods where sometimes I don't mind for my yaya to grow its natural hair. And I keep it, keep it lined up, keep her good. But for the most part, she chilling. Ain't no wax, right. Ain't no shave. We not doing none of that. Like, nice. Keep it, yeah.
Keep it lined up. And that hair.
Yeah, exactly.
The hair.
Exactly. It's protection. So, it's like, it's yeah, hair is there for you.
You can womanscape.
I do, because no. I don't like a lot of hair growth. Like,
but I don't grow a lot of hair. Like, I can get, like, I could literally, like, let's say I shave my vagina, right? And I mean, like, shave it, all of it. Everything's gone, all the bikini area. And I won't, let's say I do it in August, I won't have to do it again until either the end of August or right in the beginning of September. I lie to you, by the time I'm doing it, it's still peach fuzz. Like, I don't grow a lot. I don't grow a lot at all.
If I shave that mess today, by Sunday, them bitches gonna pop up, say, hey nigga, we back. Like, no, I have to shave like once a week, if not almost daily, to prevent hair from coming back down there. Like, nah, it ain't happening. I wish
I wish Forget the hairs down there. It's these little couple of ones on my chin.
Oh,
they keep popping up.
Girl.
And I'm light skinned. So I'm light skinned and the hairs are black.
Oh, girl.
So it's like they are very, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Honey. Yeah.
And
they pop up out of nowhere.
Nah, man. Like my chin hair is so annoying. And it's like, and at first I used to be very like, I don't know. Like, I would see my chin hair, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm not a boy. But then once I grew up, right? Like, I used to be so upset because I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I used to be so upset.
My grandmother and my mother had, so like, it was just, it's like, I always knew it was heredity, like a heredity issue. It wasn't like a.
I got it from my grandmother. And let me tell you, this heifer,
bless her heart.
Rest in peace. But this little heifer here, she had chin hair, but she kept her. She was trimmed. I ain't even know for real until she got a little older. And then I seen the plucking. I was like, what the fuck? But it skips a generation. So my grandmother had it. My mother doesn't. Me and my cousin have chin hair. And I'm like, so great. So my kids not gonna have it, but wait till I get some great grands. They gonna know what, I mean, wait till I get some grandkids. They gonna know what's up.
But that's weird though, because my grandmother had chin hairs. My mother has them, and I have them. Mm-mm. So
exactly.
Maybe it just kind of depends on how that all works. But
they said that women, especially
if she got older, serious chin hair.
They used to grow beards, and it used to be a symbol of power back in the Egyptian times. So,
yeah,
I mean, it ain't like we doing something wrong. But
I don't want no problem.
Not at all. And like my thing is, but even with my chin hair, though, right? So when I got older, and I discovered oneself, and especially like my pussy power. Oh my God! Like I didn't even care if I had chin hairs. Like even right now. I'll walk around with a little peach fuzz and be like, what's up? You want some pussy? I bet you do. Want to know why? Because it's good. Ain't got nothing to do with my chin hair.
Still gonna eat it.
Like, what's up?
And that's the only place. And the crazy part is, for me, that's the only place I have gray hair.
What? I just found my first one, you guys.
I don't have any on my head. Like I had like one on one side of the head and the other on one side of the head, but all my it's not completely gray, but
I don't have any gray hairs except for on my coup de paint, and it's only like one or two, and then the boo discovered it, and I was like, oh, because this motherfucker's on a. Hey, you got a gray hair. First of all, I know the fuck I don't, but then I seen it, I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Fucking 30, bruh.
Yeah, but I don't have any hairs. But you know what?
30, I'm darn near 40.
Well, so, I got my first one at 30.
I didn't get my first one until I was 31. And my birthday just passed in July.
No, I got my first one like a month before my 30th birthday. At least that's when I noticed that bitch.
Nah, it's been
and
there.
And I looked down, and that motherfucker just as pretty and long as it want to be.
Isn't it long?
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah, they're the ones that's
gross.
Trying to get your hair.
They like whiskers. They like whiskers,
and they're so pretty and gray. Because like when I tell you the gray is so detailed and defined, like you can spot it out of all your hairs down there. You see that one gray every time.
That probably started for me at 37 when I moved here. 36, 37. Maybe 38 when I first started getting gray there, and like Sunday I'm 2 months from 40.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, what you doing,
ma'am?
No big bang,
ma'am. We are on quarantine.
I mean, but you got 2 months. You got 2 months to throw something together.
I've never really been big on like celebrating my birthday. Like they're nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've never had like a big been like one like wanted to really do big things. Like a couple of years ago before I moved here, one of the best birthdays I had was like me, my mom, my dad, and my sister, and we were like eating Chinese food, eating cupcakes. That was the best birthday ever. Like that's all I want to do. I want to do stuff like that. So
now that's dope.
I don't know unless my cousin, so I have a cousin, we're essentially like 2 months apart, and his wife just threw him like a really nice surprise 40th birthday party, like really surprised him. But I don't know. I don't know. It's like,
well, then we might have to get together.
Yeah, because my thing is, I'm a birthday person.
Right.
He's there. Boyfriend's there, and like I'm the only one kind of here as far as family is concerned. So I don't know if I'm gonna go. I know I'm taking off. That I do know.
Oh, for sure. You better be at work.
Days, 2 days around my birthday time, but like what I'm gonna do, I have no clue. Unless my I don't know, my best friend may come. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fair, fair. You've made your point.
I ain't got that far into the future yet.
Well, speaking of special events,
I was just thinking, are you thinking about Mimi's engagement?
Yes, girl, for this relationship situations of this, you know, this episode. We're going to talk about this engagement.
Can I be happy for her, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really, like, happy.
But can I tell you why I'm happy for her, though?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do tell.
So, first of all, shout out to my BFF / roommate. At one point, / girl I've known forever, is because of her that I'm into Ratchet Television. And because we were roommates. And so, you know, I'm chilling. Da, da, da. She's like, hey, kid, come watch TV with me. Bro, what are we watching? Housewives of Atlanta or Love & Hip Hop Atlanta or this one and that one. And I'm like, bro, I'm not watching this shit. This is stupid. Look at this. Now, here I am years later. And I'm still in these people's lives.
Okay.
So, with that being said, I remember Mimi when she first got on the screen. I don't know anything past. I only know Love & Hip Hop Mimi. If there's more, right. I don't know it. So, right. Just going off of that, though, you've seen her go through so much with relationships, with herself, with her identity, with just her confidence, with her just everything. And, oh, my gosh, Mimi looks freaking amazing body wise, skin wise. She seems to be happy. I'm glad, Shorty. That's what. Come on now. That was a driving point. It just seems like she's just happy, bro. And like, it don't seem like she needs a filter to glow. And like, I fuck with it.
Exactly.
Like, fuck with it, and I'm so happy for her. And I'm glad that she getting some pipe that never goes soft. Like that's what's up.
Okay. Cause it looked like Shorty putting it down.
Come on,
she down.
She did. She's like, don't worry about it. I'm going to take that.
That wasn't like, mine. No, thank you. That's mine.
Mine.
But the only plight I have with Mimi is, not say at the beginning of the season she won't get married?
But see, things change when you're in quarantine and you got to think about some shit.
I mean, she
ain't
had nowhere else to go.
She had to think about it for a minute. You know what? While I'm sitting here, let's go and do this thing, baby. You're right.
Clearly, because like the very thing you said you wouldn't do, and she already said, I feel like she's moving in that direction. And Stevie said, if you ain't sure, tell your shorty.
Uh-huh.
He said that. I give it to Stevie. As crazy as he is, in that moment, he provided logical, sound advice. And he said, if you don't think you're ready, you need to let her know that.
But a lot of people need to like take heed to that. And that's with anything. If you're not ready, don't allow anyone to pressure you into being ready. Now, there's a difference from dragging your ass and stopping yourself. So, very different. So if I'm stopping myself from being great, then you may need that extra push from somebody. Like, yo, bro, stop playing. Jump on that shit. However, if you feel in your soul, in your gut, in your spirit telling you, before there was anything else, there was intuition, right? You had like this little gut feeling, this little person just, hey, I don't think you should go that way, bro.
Right.
Listen to that motherfucker.
This section of the show we normally get in a listener letter or question. And you know, last show we didn't have one, so we kind of just went off vibe. But today we got a letter, you know, we got a little question here. So,
read it.
So we're gonna venture on to this situation for this relation today. Okay, so all right, I got the situation pulled up here, y'all. All right, okay. So the question the day is, what do you do when you're in a situation, right? You're co-parents. Co-parents not living together. You're not in a relationship at all together. You're literally just, you know, dealing with each other for the benefit of the children. And one wants to make a decision or a major move that the other parent doesn't agree with or doesn't think they're ready to make. So the parent that wrote in is actually the guy. And he's the co-parent in the situation from the outside looking in, you might as well say. The situation is the baby mother is living with her parents. They have a set of twins. The twins are the parents have partial guardianship over the children because she lives with them. And all parties involved agree on that. So mom and dad are cool, and her parents were cool with this. But she's wanting to move outside of the home with the children on her own and fend for herself financially. He, from an outside standpoint, does not see that going well right now at this present time. And he's trying to help her see that. However, she's not. So he's trying to get insight on, you know, what do? You know, if you're that outside parent looking in and you know that that's not a smart move, but you don't really have the majority say. So what do you do in that situation?
So I guess my first question that I would want to know before I even can move anyplace else is, how do you know that she won't be successful? Is it, does she have a pattern of bad behavior? Do you not see growth in her? Like, what?
See, from the letter, I'm assuming it's more financial than mental or physical.
Okay.
I think it's from a financial point where she may not have the means right now to, to, you know, to provide on her own. But she just wants to get from under her parents. That's the vibe I get.
Now, I am personally not a mother. But I do remember a time where financially, if somebody were to look at my bank statements and my pay stubs, look at my debt to income ratio and everything else I had going on at that time, they'd be like, oh, nah, Key, you need to stay with your mom. Like, what are you doing? Like, what moves are you making? But I was ready. And that kind of goes back to what we said last segment. Like, you can't tell me I'm not ready. And if I'm not standing in my own way, who are you to tell me to stand? Who are you to put, like, who to stop me? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
However, we're talking about kids, so let's not be naive or fools about it. You do have to make sure that you can provide for the kids. But my question is, with that, even if she's living with the mom, or even if she was living by herself, even if she was a single mom taking care of the kids on her own this whole time, or you were giving the money, child support, or doing your part as a parent anyway, and the guardian, what is the difference with her stepping out and doing things on her own? If the main concern is the children, and she's stepping out and getting her own home, she's budgeting her money to do however she wants to, like, you know, she has a plan to do that part, then the kids will still be taken care of, because she's still going to do her part as the mother. You're still doing your part as the father. And apparently her parents have partial guardianship. I don't think they're going to let their grandbabies just be out there sinking.
Well, see, so her parents don't want her to leave right now either. So he and the parents are in agreement on her staying. She's not. She's the only one like, I want to go, I want to go. Everybody else is like, now is not a good time for you to go.
We need more detail.
But I think this is what I was given.
Yeah, we need more detail because have they sat down and discussed the plan? I mean, I'm not a mom either, and I also lived with my parents until I was 36. So, and I, you know, again, I don't have children, so I just need to know, what is her like?
Having children,
even though y'all aren't married, the fact that y'all have these children together, it does I don't want to use the word entitled, maybe that's the right word, but it does, for lack of a better word, entitles him to know what position you're putting his children into.
Right.
Okay, true.
So I think that you need to sit down, and maybe she has a plan that he's not aware of. Like,
I mean, so then you're
what's
saying,
your plan? What's your plan? Like, I understand you not want to live in the house with your parents. I dig that. I get that. But, you know, the fact that we have these minor children in here that are going to be affected by this move, what is the plan? And can you articulate it to me and your parents, essentially, because now that your parents have basically half custody of your children, they also feel like they're entitled.
Yeah, because, and that's a lot of people's opinion.
Right, when they legally, if her parents legally have partial custody of those children, they are responsible if something happens to them. So
they have legal guardianship over
them. So then
them
that
as well.
Entitles them to have an opinion. I mean, you know, to have
but
to
having
say
an opinion,
to children. So I need more details. I need to know, like. Yeah, you guys sit down and talk about a plan, and the plan don't make sense. Can it be a situation where, how about you take the kids while she go out and get herself established?
I was gonna say that.
Well,
too.
Once you see why she's established, you know, once you see that she has established herself, then you know here you are with the children, but like.
So he's saying that he can't take the kids, did you?
Right. He said that he's not financially stable enough to support children and himself right now. He said that with what he makes, he's good with just him. And he said he's not being funny trying to say that. He was like, he does his part, you know, from a distance. But he was like, as far as having them in the home, he don't make enough. Point blank, period. He don't make enough.
So I guess in a nutshell, at the end of the day, you can have a conversation with this woman about her moves and seeing the best plan of action for the kids. But if your primary, but not even just that, if your primary goal is to make sure the kids are well taken care of, then the kids will be well taken care of, period. But that's still not, you're not supposed to stifle the young woman's growth, because even though, let's protect the kids, let's make sure they're fine. If you're stifling this young lady's growth and that's their mother, now you're showing them something different. Like, the mother has to be able to stand on her own. Because heaven forbid, if something happens to anybody else that's in this little party they're talking about, she's still going to have to fend for her kids because they're still her kids. Like, they still came out of her. Like, that's not, I mean, I'm not saying that's what makes you a mother ultimately, but still, that she's still a mother. Like, she carried these kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
She's a mom, exactly. So she's gonna have to take care of them. So she has to learn, and then not even just being a mom, being a young adult, being just going through that anyway. Like, you're gonna fall a couple of times, period. Whether you're a mom, you're single, you marry, no matter what,
you do.
Everything. Like, you're gonna trip a couple of times, but for getting back up and learning those lessons, that's part of life. And those kids need to see it too. Not see mommy struggle and go through so much, but oh shit, mom, you went through that. Word, I remember them times you was, that's what she was doing.
But you know, that is definitely a topic for another conversation, like being an example for your kids, with your mistakes.
Like,
you have
that's
to show them that so that they don't grow up thinking life is just one grand cherry oak tree and we about
and
to
get smacked in the face
every day.
Yeah.
And then when somebody do something wrong, it's like, wait, what is that? So
that's how kids get messed up.
Yes, that's how a lot of people, adults, are messed up. Because they grow up to be adults that still don't understand. But like I said, that's a topic for another day. However, we're going to tell you, sir, that my advice, because I do have children, and I am trying to build a co-parenting relationship. So my advice would be to, just sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with her to kind of see where her head is at with things. Because even though you're looking from the outside in, you still don't know exactly what's going on in the household because you're not there. So, like, she could be planning things behind the scenes to get extra income, or she could be planning, babysitters for nights out, or she could still be maintaining a connection with her parents where, you know, certain days they do have them. So just talk it out, because you're not living with her, so you don't know every move she's making. And if, regardless of how close you are, some things just have went unsaid. So the best thing to do, because the children are involved and because you guys both want the best for your children, is to just talk it out. Let's jump into the Let's Talk topic of the show. As y'all know, this is the main topic of the show. And today's show, we're asking questions to Crystal, because she made it all the way bling, to 38 as a virgin. Kudos to you, because I'm telling you now, I don't ever think I would have made it that far. I didn't make it that far. Case in point, clearly. But shout outs to you for making it that far as a virgin. So we about to put you in the hot seat. So let's get to it. Did you have any urges, like, to just lose it? To just say F it.
I hate that term. I hate that term.
I mean, but you gotta, I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You can't put nothing else really on it.
I hate that term. yeah, I think what people misunderstand is that it's not a factor of you don't have urges. I'm a human being.
Right.
So I'm a human being that's attracted to men. So it's not a situation where you don't have urges because you're a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't act on them.
Now, but how when do you say
act on them?
Yeah, like when you say don't act on them, is it like, for instance, obviously you didn't, I'm just assuming, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't actually have sexual intercourse until you were 38, right?
Yes.
That's okay. So when you say you didn't act on those urges, do you mean just intercourse, or do you mean you weren't masturbating, you weren't getting you weren't giving fellatio, you weren't getting cunnilingus, like there was no sexual activity at all in your life? Or so, no, like, I think that's what I mean by urge. Like, that's for me, that's what I want to know by urges. Yes. Like,
okay,
I know you probably got that feeling, but did right. you, how did you get past it, or how did you, yeah, just go.
So what we're talking about is intercourse. So I had oral sex one time.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't receive. Let me correct that. Received and so, and then other than that, so for me, my home background is I grew up in a very religious home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the religious home, you're told you not have sex until you get married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So was that always your main goal?
And then that was the goal.
Okay.
And then on top of that, like I said, I was living at home with my parents. Like, even for college, I didn't go away to college. I commuted.
But do you think that kind of stops some things, though? The fact that you live with them?
Yeah, like, I can't. Absolutely.
So, like, you didn't ever go over to someone's house?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, like, at the occasion that I had oral sex performed on me once, it wasn't at my house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but yeah, like, in my house, I couldn't do that. Like,
mm-hmm.
no way. Like, I couldn't bring somebody. Like, nobody was, my mom wasn't gonna, you know, nobody was staying in that house that wasn't married. Mm-hmm. Like,
gotcha.
Super duper go Jesus.
So you had the super religious household. Oh. Like, were they strict religious, or was it just you abide by my rules and we get along and we cool?
I think it was a mixture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a mixture of things. Like, I would probably say that growing up, I was a little more, I wouldn't even necessarily say sheltered so much, mm-hmm. but like, when I grew up, I didn't, like, even in my teenage, one of them, like my parents knew where I was. Like, I wasn't
gotcha.
Yeah, like I wasn't like they knew who I was. Like if I spent the night at a friend's house, they knew, you know, they knew the, you know what I'm saying? Like if I went out with somebody, you know, no, like my
they knew where to find you.
So I wasn't. This was like, you gotta remember, this was like pre-cell phone, pre-pager.
I mean, yeah, so times were different.
I had a beeper, so I didn't have a pager. So, but, and I think I got that at like 16, 17, maybe something like that. So, and then even when I was probably college age, I still couldn't like be out all hours of the night. You know, yada, yada, yada. So,
because you were living with, like, with your parents still? And they like they put like a restriction on what time you could come in when you were in college.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't like, but when I got that age though, it wasn't like this is your curfew. But like one time I came home and it was like, don't be coming in my house this time of night. And that was like maybe 1 or 2 in the morning or something like that. I mean, as I got older.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As I got older, yeah. Because I mean, like I said, I was living with them until until I moved here.
Right.
So I moved here two months before I turned 37. So it, you know, there were things that I couldn't do it. You know.
Right.
I was at home with my parents. Like you can't.
So like, was that the only reason that you refrained from it? So
long? No,
like, I know you say you were waiting for marriage, but if your parents hadn't have been as strict, do you think you still would have waited or wanted to wait?
Yes. I think you just are who you are in spite of certain things. Like I was heavy into church too growing up, you know, at various points in my life. But I've never been someone who wanted to have multiple partners. Like never was something that was appealing to me. Like, so, and I think that was just, period. So without all the, without the upbringing, I still think I would have been the same way.
Gotcha. And I mean, and I think you have a point there. I can understand that because my home, although I had a religious background, very religious grandmother, when me and my mother moved to Charlotte, you know, I think she tried to find a church home, or she did find a church home. I found a church home eventually, but then even that fell off. So it wasn't like that was our thing. Like we were chilling, we had God, we would pray, but you know, we were chilling. But at the same time, it was like, it was always in my head, I'm not having a kid without being married, or I wasn't having a kid before I finished high school. Like your girl had to finish high school before I popped up with a kid, at least at the very fucking minimum, I had to not have a kid in high school. And I think for me, that was my biggest thing. It was just like, okay, let me break the cycle. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't a deep cycle in my family. Like, oh, it was generational or anything. And even with my mother having me her senior year in high school, she still graduated. She still went to college. Like she's still successful. Like she was still banging as hell. So it's it's not even a necessarily a quote unquote bad thing, but it was still like, I want to see something different. Like I want to do something different. So now I'm good on that. And I found my clitoris very, very early. So when I found that little magical bean, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like what the hell? So, and I think that kind of helped just me personally. That helped me refrain from actual intercourse for so long because I didn't need a dude to make me feel good. Like I didn't need someone to touch me. Like I can watch this porno right here and get off. Like, what are you saying? Or I can just look at the sun and get so turned on. I'll just play my little bean. I was happy. See, like
my experience was totally different because I was in a household where I was at the time seen as the oldest. And I had 3 other siblings under me that I'm, you know, assuming the mother role. Not saying I am their mother, but I'm assuming that role to them. So my sexuality was different because I was introduced to it very young in a harsh way. So exploring it for me was like an ongoing thing. Like, it's always been ever changing and evolving, and like, you know, it's like, ooh, this exists now. Oh, all right, cool. You know, like, it's always been there. That's why I think it's inevitable that I'm, you know, now in sex therapy or trying to get into that field, because I've always been a sexual person. Like, I can date back to like kindergarten when I had like a sexual experience. And it's just like, yo, I've always been this way. And it's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's just that because the negative was introduced to me first, I did not know the positives in sex.
And that's crazy, because mine was flip-flop. Like, it was like I said, I found my little being early. And then I got exposed to something else that wasn't so pleasant, but I didn't even realize that it wasn't pleasant. Like, at the time, I didn't know that, hey, Key, maybe you should be telling somebody something, or maybe this just is not the good feeling. Like, yeah, I understand your little being getting flicked, but baby girl,
that's not it.
that's not the move. But if, I mean, I'm a child. I didn't know. Right. So
exactly.
So with that, it was like, okay, so let me kind of reserve myself. Let me guard myself. And again, I still have in the back of my head, I'm not having a kid before I finish high school. Right. So I don't know.
Mine was college. I said that. I legit set my goal and said, we're going to finish college without a child. And Lord did exactly what he said he was going to do. He gave me a degree, girl.
Yes, Lord.
he gave me a degree, and then he was like, oh, remember that?
But yeah, you pop them out two at a time too.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like double dose, because he was like, you gave me a promise that you would get through school and get your college degree without getting pregnant. However, you did not bank on me giving you a double dose after you got your degree. So God plays funny, but he give you what you want every single time.
Now,
and you know, I always had that was another thing in my head. I always had that to why I didn't, is because I was like, I knew the first time I was going to get pregnant. I just knew it because I knew I wasn't supposed to be out there doing it.
Right.
So it was like, okay, you're going to mess around. The Lord's going to, you're going to mess around, get pregnant, because you know you're not supposed to be out here.
So you know, that I was, did a poll.
That was in my head too.
Yeah, like I have a
majority of people said their fear of having sex for the first time was that they were going to either get somebody pregnant or get pregnant. It was not a STD. It was not that you was going to catch something or something was going to break or tear or no. It was that you was going to make a baby. That was everybody's first fear.
Hey, how about we have a mutual friend? That was their experience. Like, they literally had sex, and next thing you know, they had a kid, and it was like, ooh, whoa, that's dang, bro. Like, like, was you holding it in, sir? Like, what happened? Right. You just let them all go, didn't you?
Okay,
like,
shot the club up.
Being somebody's parent is a humongous responsibility, and God bless you all for doing it.
Listen here.
Exactly.
It's a full-time job.
Now, the thing with that, now, what I do want to know, Crystal, is, okay, so you waited, and like my sister said, she, we're forever growing in our sexuality. So even though we've had sex, or, you know, we had sex, multiple partners, whatever, and you're still finding yourself, you're still learning stuff about yourself and your sexuality. With you waiting, though, do you feel like you were more prepared, or did you feel like you had a better understanding of yourself as is? Like, you know, just you're not as self-conscious. Well, I'm assuming, but you're not as self-conscious as you are when you're a young teenager or a young adult trying to figure stuff out, or you're not necessarily fumbling over things. You have a better headspace, I guess you will, about yourself.
Definitely.
Okay.
I think waiting till I was much older, definitely just more, well, so part of that too, me moving on my own. Because I had I never lived by myself. So that time, like, I really spent them 2 years, almost three years this year, but like them basic 2 years of moving down and literally having to be officially be an adult because no one's here. It's not like I moved out and I moved around the corner from my mother. And then my father passed away like a couple of months after I moved down here. So it was like I literally had nobody here. So when I have to, you know, something has to happen, I have to do it for myself. So that helped mature me in ways that I probably would not have matured if, because my goal, my whole thinking was that you get, like, I thought I was going to have been married by now, had a couple of kids, because that's what I saw. So I didn't know any different. Like, I thought that makes sense. How it was supposed to be. You grow up, you go to school, get your job, and you get married. And never did I think that I would still be single up until the age I'm single. I mean, I'm in a relationship, but we're not married. So I just assumed, because that's what I saw, that I would have been married by now, had like two kids at the least, and, you know, had been done with that. So
is that still your goal?
I thought that I was going to, you know, like, I had not planned to leave my parents' home until I was married. Like, that was going to be the catalyst of me leaving the home, me getting married.
Being that you waited to engage in the actual act of sex, do you think you were better skilled at it?
I can't say that that I was like a pro, but
right.
You know, so there you go.
So do you think that because you waited, that had a determining factor in playing whether you were more submissive or more dominant?
I don't know.
Okay. That's
because
fair.
I asked that because my early thrust into sexuality hindered me, and that's why I lead more towards a submissive role initially with sex. So that's why I asked that question.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Yeah, I know, because I don't have anything to compare it to. So
that's cool. That's respect.
Yeah.
And I think
maybe if I was younger, I would probably say more submissive, just because you just tend to be that way. When you're younger, you know, I'm older now, I own my own home, I'm, you know,
right. So
that's, you know, so maybe if I was a little younger and like just, you know, like I said, had followed what I thought the original plan was going to be, which was, you know, be married at like 27, and just not having any other main exposure, I guess, then it may have been different, but now I can do both.
Okay.
That's cool. And I think sometimes the roles that we play in the bedroom kind of just based off our personalities. Like, like I said, I'm 100% switch, but I think it's because I love being submissive in the bedroom because I am that get up and go, take charge, let me figure stuff out, let me make these moves, let me have the game plan, let me keep everything together, let me keep everything running. Like, I'm a manager of life. Like, I keep things running all the time. I'm constantly making decisions. I'm constantly thinking and plan A, plan B, all of this. So when I'm in the bedroom and it's my time to just relax and come
let your guard down in the bedroom.
Definitely. Yeah. I can let it down and I don't want to think. Tell me what to do. I don't want to just, what you want? Where you want me? On the ceiling fan? What's up? Like that's where I am. Like, that's what I like to do. However, because I have that controlling nature, I can also be like, get on your knees and suck on his clit. Like, and it's like, what's up? Like, I can play those roles.
On and off.
Yes, Lord.
I think that's just the innate thing for women. I think if we're honest with ourselves, I don't care how progressive you are as a woman, you like to be dominated a little bit.
Just a little, like it.
You like I said, we're honest with ourselves. But you I know we're all independent women, and we like it. We like, you know, you like a little bit when he be like, I mean, not abusive, because that's a whole nother thing.
I mean, it's a thin line, but yeah, snatch me up.
Very much is.
Shut you down a little bit. Oh.
Snatch me up. And like, because my partner is so chill, when he does kind of get aggressive, I'm like, please make my nipples hard. You better chill out.
Okay. like that little ounce of aggression from someone who does not normally show it, like throughout their regular daily activity.
Right.
It's that burst of blood rush to your clit that just...
It do. Like, one time, child, no lie, we were in the car, and I had said something. I can't remember what I said, but whatever it was, he was just... He snapped. Not snapped in a bad way, because to your point, Crystal, come on now, I'm a fighter. You ain't gonna come at me like that. I fight like I don't know you. Like, don't worry about it. Right. Like, I ain't even got time.
I am licensed to carry, so...
Right.
When I leave my house, my boyfriend's father told him that he was gonna mess around and marry a sniper, because
that's what's up.
And he did.
Yeah, he did.
But that's what's up.
I'm not talking about being abusive, but being a little masculine.
Yeah,
a little bit of that.
Yeah,
it's nice. Even though you want to be like, who you talking to, but in the inside, you be like,
Nah, I ain't even say that, because I have a slick mouth, very slick, and I'm very quick with my slick mouth. So that's why I got to fight, because shit, what Monica say, sometimes I got to fight because my mouth too slick. That's real.
Okay.
Like it be for realsies. So, yeah, he gave me that little look, and he was like, who you talking to? Oh, shit, nobody, baby, you're right. You want some head? Go and pull over. Matter of fact, just keep driving. Don't worry about it. I got it.
what is that? As long as your window's tinted, bro.
Come through. And then the bad part is, my little nasty ass, I be fishbowling. Don't even care. Be right there driving down WT.
Well, see, if it's my dude, or if it, I can't even say dude, because, I mean, if it's my person, yes, I would regard it. But... well, I can't say I ain't done it for nobody that ain't my person, to be honest with you.
I'm not the same, man. You know what I'm saying? But that one time.
Nah. I ain't even done it one time if you ain't my person.
Oh, my God. Nah, I think the only time I've done it and they weren't my person, they were still my person. It was yeah, because it was like... And you know what? They were my person at the moment, but we're still cool. So it was like, I've only... had one night stand, and that one night stand ended up being a friendship that lasted for years. Yeah, so it was just like, we met up, we were cool, we were chilling, it was a vibe, we smashed. I said, oh my God, what the fuck, like, me the fuck? Then next thing you know, the call was like, hey, you want to hang out? Goddamn right I will, because I'm not some little smashing ass. Like I was just like, what the fuck? But then at the time, like, it was one of those, woke up the next morning, did I fall? Oh, shit.
Right.
Like,
you had to touch it and be like, it's a little sore. Damn, I did.
God dang it. But then, like I said, me and this person, we ended up vibing so hard that we ended up fucking with each other fucking with each other more or less for years. And after that, like, once it was like, all right, we're cool, we're just friends now. Like, the sex was bomb, obviously. Yeah. We're fucking for years. But but it was still, okay, I think you're better as my friend. Okay, ditto. Yeah. And that was it. Like, when I say that was it, it's like, it's not even a teaser. It's not even, hey, what's your dick doing today? It's none of that. Right. It's legit, how's your family? How's this going? like, you're the homie now. And yeah, it's just crazy. But that was my only one night stand, bro.
Well, shoot, at least you had one.
Yeah, I mean, I had to try it, but I didn't even want to. But then when I did, it worked out.
Shout out to the one night stand. That we definitely gonna touch on that topic.
Yes, Lord, I still love you.
Shut all of that up.
Jesus, you already know, child.
No, we do.
We do, child. Do you not know I was born in July? I'm all the way a Cancer.
You are, but I was born in July. I'm all the way a Leo.
Yeah, but you different.
Yeah. I don't act like a Leo.
Yes, you do. I was about to say, who you lying to? Bro, stop lying to the folk. Yes, the hell you do. You're like a straight Leo. You're the epitome of Leo. Even when you fucking apologize, Juju, you a Leo, bro. You be like, well, I'm sorry that you took my actions like that. What the fuck? That is not an apology.
That is
like,
so me.
That's you're so fucking me. Leo.
No, you sensitive Cancer.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Listen to me down.
Y'all are sensitive. You are sensitive. I have a really great friend who is a Cancer. Mm-hmm. Y'all just a couple of really good friends that are
because
Cancer.
We're awesome.
I'm just emotional. It's okay.
Because we're awesome.
Awesome people.
I'll take that.
Oh, all right. As long as we put that out first. Don't throw the other part out.
I wasn't saying anything is wrong. It just is.
But now, but you're right though. I am. I'm very in tune with my emotions. I'm very emotional. I'm very much an empath. I'm very much the epitome of a Cancer, but it's funny because I have a Virgo rising. So I'm very analytical as well. So even though I'm emotional, I'll still step back out of my emotions sometimes and I'll analyze them. Like, okay, you feeling this way, but let's assess the whole situation. It's okay. It's all right. You're going to be okay. Like, these are the pep talks I'd have to have with myself. So, yeah, I am. I'm very emotional. I can be quite moody, but it's funny because my moods they switch up, but they don't switch up to the point where that is unbearable.
At least from your perspective.
This is true from my perspective, but I've been told that too because I'm not one to try to change the narrative to make myself seem better. It's always like even if I'm telling my sister, like, hey, I had an argument with my dude. Okay, so this is what I said. And yeah, I said some fucked up shit. This is what I said. And this is what happened. Like, I don't switch it up. Like, per what I've been told, I'm pretty consistent on my emotions. I really am.
I mean, even as knowing you, you know, the relationship we've had for years, I will say that. I can honestly say of everybody I know, you've been the most consistent person emotionally. Mm-hmm. I can say that. I can honestly vouch for that. Yes, I agree to that.
I just be chilling, bro.
No, like for referral, I can agree to that. You really have, yeah.
Thanks, sissy.
But I'm not gonna hold y'all all night.
Hold me, baby.
Like, we got enough. We got, you know, we in there. Like,
hold me.
We can close it out. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, let me think. This is such a good combo. I know, I'm so excited. I don't know, and then...
There's one more question on your list.
What's that?
Do you think that... What is it?
Oh, so is marriage and kids still the goal?
So I had kind of gotten to the point where I was just like, I've never been a person, like, I've had boyfriends, you know, here and there, but there will always be long since in between relationships. So I had just kind of gotten to the point where I was just like, I ain't getting married. I'm not having no kids. I'm about to be 40 and I'm good. Like, I really was good.
Mm-hmm.
Until the current gentleman came into my life. I marry him. He more wants children than I do. I'm not a big fan of this world,
mm-hmm.
especially bringing black children into it, especially black male children. So we'll see about that. But you know, if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about both things, but so marriage is the goal. Children, we'll see.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha. So I have a great follow-up question to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So being that marriage is still the goal, like, say for instance, things like you end up single, right? Just hypothetically. would you still now wait to have sex again? Or would you, now that you've done it, would you embrace it?
I think I would wait.
Okay, because you already said... waiting? Yeah, because she already said she wasn't really one to have multiple partners anyway.
Right.
So, like, if I was to meet someone and they were like, you know, I'm celibate, mm-hmm. I don't want to have sex, I'm married. Yeah, I could.
Okay. Now, what if you met someone and y'all were vibing and they was like, so I'm trying to see what your nectar tastes like. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to be with the shits or are you going to be like, no, no.
Right, that was my question.
Yeah.
So I'm a person who wears my emotions on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody was to say that to me, I would really look to you like you're crazy. Like, for real? That's how you talk to them. You kiss your mother with that mouth? Like, what?
Yes. Like, and I'm trying to kiss your vagina.
It is all, like, it's all in how they say it. Because, like, that okay. right there, saying it that way, I'm going to laugh mm-hmm. in your face. I mean, I'd be like,
you be careful with that laughter. There's plenty of comedians who didn't laugh some panties off. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. That's just not the way to talk to me.
Got you.
That may work for someone. That's not mm-hmm. the way to talk.
Oh, so you need somebody to sweet talk your panties.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, you can't do
them. Take them off.
that's not gonna work for me.
Got you. Okay. So, but what I'm hearing though is that. If someone even, okay, and we're knocking on wood and we're not going to speak too much on your relationship because I want you to flourish. But if you were single and someone were to use the proper wording, they can get them panties.
I would say no, but not been in that situation. I don't know.
Okay.
Crystal, you know you're going to let them taste your cootie.
She said she ain't never been to the She has not been in that situation.
I'm just saying.
Before.
Okay.
So we got to give it that. She's not been in that situation before. So we at Crystal. Least got to put you to the test if it ever comes to it.
All right. So we got
to
go.
If it ever comes to it.
Yeah. If we can ever hang out in a public setting without being
just
scared.
Just being a little older, it's just like. So, like, even if you ask him, he'll tell you I gave him a hard time because I was just like, I'm not here for foolishness, like, what he wants. Right. So,
yeah. I mean,
so it would be very difficult. It would be, I feel like at that point, it would be, like, harder for the next person. Like, it's going to be harder for the next person because I'm gotcha. Be like, look, what are we doing? Like, this, mm-hmm. like, I'm 40.
uh-huh.
A whole new realm of life for me. This is a whole new decade. Right. And things at 35 is not the same way I feel about things at 40. So, and the way I would maybe feel about things at 45. So, I think it would be a bit harder.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's what's up, man.
Hopefully we'll get to go outside again at some point.
And we can actually hang out because I'm trying to see if somebody's gonna tie them panties off. That's my only goal.
What?
Like,
I'm trying to tell you, if it ever came,
that
to
should
it,
not be your goal.
Listen, if it ever comes to it, Crystal, so, we gotta put you to the test.
Here's the thing, though. There's a stubbornness mm-hmm. inside of me
mm-hmm.
that would make, like, I enjoy proving people wrong.
I mean, and that's fine because there's a stubbornness inside me that makes me want to break people.
I'm going to make sure that I prove you wrong. So
that's okay.
Kisu, all you doing is talking my language. You talking my language because I'm with it.
Together.
Your will and my will.
Yeah.
Like, it is my goal in life.
You Crystal. Get us and you at a
to
bar.
Prove
it's a wrap.
You ain't gonna remember your night.
You're not, because I'm telling you, Crystal, I didn't got straight boys to kiss. Like, don't come at me.
Okay.
I
Listen, I tell you that I am going to make it my business.
Look, we're not new to this. We true to this.
So come on now.
Like, I told you we've been watching porno since high school.
But you know what? You're right, Crystal, because my goal, as long as you are happy and flourishing in your relationship, I'm definitely not going to break it up. Like, all jokes aside. If you ever, baby girl, get single, you call me. We're going to have a night.
Ever come a time. I'm not for breaking up no happy home.
Hell no. Wait, I'm a big promoter of love.
Yes.
I mean, I really am. Challenge accepted, but please understand, I'm a hard one to break. So
that's fine with me. This sounds fun.
If all else fails, y'all know we'll just have a good night.
She don't even know what she did, bro. I'm so excited.
I know. I just want us to, like,
I'm excited, but I'm not.
We're going to have to Instagram it.
Oh, Lord. We're
going to have to Instagram it for the people.
What segments, though? Not all of it.
Me
proving you wrong?
Oh, yes, like, I can do it.
I can do it because I don't believe in peer pressure.
I don't believe in peer pressure.
I don't believe you do anything. I believe that you don't do anything you don't want to do.
Oh, you don't?
Okay.
However,
that's true.
When you are,
for the most part, because you know, as a teenager, if you didn't want to do something, you didn't do it.
This is true.
No, I can't say as a teenager. I can say as an adult. I mean, as a teenager, I didn't have that leverage.
Other than people doing things outside of your control, I'll say that. But like certain things you did that you didn't want to do, but that was adults doing things they had no business doing.
But Crystal, I hear you. That's what I'm saying. I hear you.
I heard you.
Don't worry about it. Look here, woman. Look here.
In the words of the Cosby Show, shallow.
Okay.
That's why I said I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm not going to talk about it.
Because I'm about to say, we ain't got to talk no more. I already said I didn't give my piece. Okay. Look, okay.
I can't
oh, we will have a ball.
Can't nobody break me. Can't nobody hold me down.
I'm not trying to break you, Crystal. I'm just going to have somebody bend you over. Like, don't worry about it. I got you. We out.